Well, well, well. Look who got home right on time. It's my favorite person in the whole world. So, how was your day, Teddy Bear? Another stressful day, huh? Sorry to hear that. But hey, you're home now. And I have something very special for you. I call it... surprise pampering time! That's right, I'm gonna make tonight all about you! My favorite person in the whole world! Firstly, do you smell what's cooking in the kitchen? Your favorite food of all time ever in the whole world. Ever. Yes, I know that's two evers. I just really wanted to emphasize the glory of your favorite food. Aren't they just the best? Oh, but it doesn't stop there. Come sit down on the couch, I got something to show you. Yep, sit right there. I'm gonna stand behind you, and... does that feel nice? That's good. I've been studying in secret on how to give a good massage, and I couldn't wait to try it on you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I can feel you relaxing and that dorky smile on your face as you look up at me. I don't know how I haven't died from cutis overload yet. That's it. Relax. You're home now. This is where you get to be safe from all the things that stress you out. Whether it's work, people, the noises in the outside world, none of them are here to bother you anymore. And if they show up on our doorstep, well, they'll have to get through me first, before they can reach you. Of course, Teddy Bear. I love you and I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel safe enough to open up and show your vulnerable side. Well, it's still gonna be a little while until dinner's ready. How about we cuddle on the couch for a while? I'm glad you like the idea. I'll come sit next to you. This is nice, isn't it, Teddy Bear? I'm glad you agree. This sure takes me back. Remember the day I first gave you the nickname Teddy Bear? I had just finished my shift at the restaurant I was working at the time. Some grouchy old lady had yelled at me about her food being messed up, I think. Like, come on, I didn't cook the food. I only took it to the table. If it was messed up, that's the chef's fault, not mine. Sorry, I'm still a little bit frustrated about that. Anyway... as if that day weren't bad enough, on my way home, my car broke down. So I called you and you picked me up as soon as possible. When I got home, all the stress finally got to me and I started bawling my eyes out. You were right by my side in a heartbeat. You sat on the couch and you held me while I cried. I kept mumbling stuff like I'm sorry for being such a mess over and over. But you just kept telling me it's okay and to let it all out. Before I even realized it, my body was latched onto you like a koala to a tree. Honestly, it felt like I had no control over my body. I didn't want to annoy you, but I couldn't force myself to let go. And when I was done crying and whining about how crappy my day was, I still remember my next words to this day. Thanks for letting me hold on to you. It felt nice, like cuddling a teddy bear. Then that's how your nickname came to be. Cheesy. I know, but it's the truth. You know, I still think about that day every single time you hold me. Your embrace is so protective. It's so warm. So gentle. It always has been. Even now. Seriously, I'd bet my life if you could even hug a butterfly without squishing it. Okay, maybe that's a slight, very slight exaggeration. But still, you are extremely gentle. And that's why you're my teddy bear. Because you give the best hugs in the whole world. No, the whole universe. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I can't imagine life without your hugs. Oh, I almost forgot about the food. I better go take care of it. Okay, dinner is served. Come and dig in. Alright, I hope I did well. After today, I'd like for you to at least have a decent meal. Moment of truth. How'd I do? I'm glad you like it! Oh, stop it. I'm not that amazing of a chef. Seriously, it's not that big of a deal. But thank you. You're so sweet, you know that? So after this, you're going to have a nice warm bath with bubbles, of course. Because who doesn't love a bubble bath? And then we can snuggle up in bed. Sounds good? Great. I'll go run the bath. If I've timed it right, which I have because it's me, I'll be ready as soon as you finish your dinner. Alright, see you in the bathroom. And there we go. Nice warm water with some bubbles. I hope you enjoy, oh love of my life. God, they seem to be less stressed. It makes me feel like I'm doing at least something right as their girlfriend. Wow, no matter how many times I see it, I can't help but be amazed. Huh? Oh, sorry! I didn't mean to stare for so long, I couldn't help it. Your body is just so amazing. Oh, look at you blushing. You're so cute. What do you mean I'm blushing too? No, I'm not. I'm not cute. Only I'm allowed to call you cute, not the other way around. Anyway, you should get in the bath before it gets cold. I'll go wait in the bedroom. Have fun, teddy bear. Well, you certainly took your sweet time. Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm glad you enjoyed the bath enough to spend so much time in it. Well, now there's nothing else for you to do but get in bed with your loving, smart, funny, oh-so-sexy girlfriend. No, why should I be humble? I love me and so do you. Or else you wouldn't be dating me, would you? Of course I raise a good point. Like I said, I'm smart. Now, come on! Less talky, more get into beddy. My childish language doesn't prove anything. Oh, shut up! Come on, just get into bed already! Finally! Were you purposely taking a long time just to torment me? Oh, so you admit it. You can be so cruel sometimes! Yeah, this is what I signed up for when I start dating you, yada yada. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, so I was thinking, tonight can we... Well... Can I be the big spoon? Well, you've had a stressful week and I want to make it just a little bit less stressful, you know? Come on, please just, let's give it a try. Please? Thank you, teddy bear. By the way, I have something to confess. When I noticed you coming home stressed each night this past week, it really broke my heart. I mean, you deserve to be happy, yet this week has... It's the most rundown I've ever seen you. Wait, are you crying? Hey, it's okay, I'm here. It's okay. You really needed this, didn't you? Hey, wait, why are you apologizing? It's not your fault. No, don't apologize for worrying me. I'm your girlfriend. I'm gonna worry about you whether you want me to or not. That's why I planned this night for you, to help you de-stress a little. I just want to do my part as your girlfriend. I love you, and I want to see your charming smile and hear your contagious laugh. You do so much for me, and I want to give it back to you. You don't have to thank me, Teddy Bear. I was more than happy to do all of this for you. And I'd be more than happy to do all this for you again. Would you like me to brush my fingers through your hair? Alright then. Your hair is so soft. Feels so nice in my fingers. You enjoy the feeling of my fingers hanging through your hair, right? Good, I was a little afraid that you didn't like the feeling and you only let me do it because I like it. I am truly, truly lucky to have you in my life, you know that? You're so sweet, caring, funny, smart, cool, not to mention attractive. Hey, I'm just stating the objective truth. You're everything I could ever want and more. I love you so much, Teddy Bear. I hope there isn't even a shred of doubt about that in your mind. I can tell you're tired. I'll keep brushing my fingers through your hair until you fall asleep. Is that okay? All right. Sleep well.